Brilliance Audio presents Room Maid by Saraya Wilson, performed by Lauren Ezzo. For my Aunt Pixie and her pigeon. Chapter 1. Do you know what this apartment has? Frederica asked me as she threw her arms wide, like she was the ringmaster about to introduce the clowns. Which felt like an appropriate gesture, given how my life was going. Madison, she said my name, trying to get me to pay attention. Do you know what this apartment has? She was obviously expecting a response equal to her level of theatrics. A staph infection? Flesh-eating bacteria? A hantavirus? My real estate agent slash aunt glared at me. Wrong. The correct answer is it has 9-foot ceilings. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find this ceiling height in an apartment in the city at this price? The city was Houston, Texas, and I chalked up not noticing how tall the ceilings were to my upbringing. Because I'd grown up in one of the largest mansions in the state, nice things felt normal, comfortable. But given my decision to become a teacher, a career choice my family heartily disagreed with by cutting me off, kicking me out of the house, and rescinding my trust fund, I was quickly finding out that on my salary I couldn't afford said nice things. Or even semi-livable things. I knew Frederica was getting frustrated with me. She had shown me dozens of apartments that were either too far away from my job as a second-grade teacher at Millstone Academy, or else they'd been completely terrible. Like they sported their own special petting zoos that consisted of cockroaches, ants, and bedbugs. Or they'd been little more than a dumping ground for cinder blocks, old magazines, and used tires. But I couldn't afford better. When I'd opened my first paycheck, I had audibly gasped. The total net amount, after some jerk named FICA took most of my money, was for less than what I used to spend in hair maintenance every month. I didn't know how anyone was supposed to live on such a tiny amount. Or how I was supposed to save up enough money for first and last month's rent, as well as a deposit. I also needed to get a car to get to and from work, and run errands. Apparently, I needed to put down a deposit for that, too. No matter how hard I tried, it felt impossible to set aside money. I had been crashing on my best friend Shay's couch for the last 3 months. After I'd told her I'd be living with her for only 2 weeks. It was way past time for me to move out. This apartment seemed decent, and was only a half hour away from work. I'd really wanted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?